For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Elizabeth Crowley, council member from Queens, heads the New York City Council's Committee on Fire and Criminal Justice Services. Her committee heard from Commissioner Pont with the Department of Corrections and Commissioner Nigro with the Fire Department on Tuesday. The committee is looking into how agencies are being run and what help they can offer. The Fire Department uses 15% of its budget on overtime. Chair Crowley said funds would be better used with more personnel, but the fire commissioner said they are unable to train personnel quickly enough to meet their needs. Over at the Department of Corrections, 10% of the budget goes to overtime. They have 8,700 corrections officers, but should have 10,700, according to Crowley. And unlike the fire department, which has an updated training facility, the one at Rikers is lacking. Council Chair Crowley said when she visited Rikers, she was shocked by the deplorable facility being used for the Department of Corrections Training Academy. Here's a back and forth between Crowley and Pont.
How many acres of land is Rikers Island?
410.
Wow, that's massive.
Yes.
And how many inmates are on Rikers Island?
Probably 7,000, thereabouts, 7,000, 8,000.
That's a significant amount of space if you were to compare it to the amount of space average New Yorkers have with the land that we have outside of Rikers Island.
Yes.
So does it really make sense to look around the city for adequate space when you have 400 acres of available land on Rikers Island to build a proper training facility?
Another question asked is whether it makes sense to throw millions to improvements on buildings at Rikers, which are 30 years old, which were built as temporary spaces to last for 5 years. Crowley doesn't think this is a wise use of funds. She said the Department of Corrections needs a better capital plan.
You inherited a disaster.
Councilmember Corey Johnson speaking to Corrections Commissioner Pont.
I don't know what the hell your predecessors were doing. Literally. I don't know what they were doing. Rikers Island turned in to the wild, wild, dangerous West.
Johnson used the occasion to drill down into what the commissioner's theory is on solitary confinement. Is it cruel and unusual punishment? He said the New York City Board of Corrections found the use of prolonged solitary to be inherently pathogenic.
A form of causing mental illness.
Johnson then asked the commissioner this.
It's my understanding that the UN Commission on Torture and Human Rights has said that solitary confinement is cruel and unusual, and they recommend against. Do you think it's cruel and unusual? Punishment?
I don't, no.
You don't know?
I don't think it is cruel and unusual, no.
You don't think it is?
I don't.
While there are differences between the corrections commissioner and members of the New York City Council, the consensus is that criminal justice reform is the way to go. With a bail fund, which was suggested by the New York City Council, and summons reforms, changing criminal summonses to civil summonses, less people will end up at Rikers. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.